Well, we have an inside look at the production of the John Gibson Show today because there was big news out in Cleveland, Ohio. And I teed it up saying, what we have here is another example of hip-hop culture bringing murder and mayhem into the rest of our society. Now, this was a terrible incident out in a school in near Cleveland. It's called Success Tech. It's one of those alternative schools. 85% African-American. 85%. First thing you see when you see the pictures today is a whole bunch of black kids. Three teachers. Did it turn out to be three teachers or two?
Three.
And three students shot. Now, all of the teachers and students that were shot were survive. The wounds are not, well, I guess there's one of the teachers is in surgery and so forth, but they're all expected to live. The shooter committed suicide. This is one of the students who was shot in the elbow and, you know, was not seriously hurt, although he was shot.
This is Darnell Rogers, age 18. He was shot today. Darnell, can you tell us what happened to you?
I was walking from my locker to my teacher's classroom. Like, as I was walking to the classroom, I heard gunshots, and then like one of the gunshots like hit me, and like I was lightweight in shock, and I was like, oh my god, I got shot or whatever. But I would also like to send my prayers out to all the other victims and their families, and I'm looking into starting a nonprofit organization to stop violence in schools and get more security in schools.
Darnell, did you know the shooter?
I might have, but I don't know for sure. I got to see him to see if I really knew him, but I probably did know him, though.
Now, why would there be guns in schools?
Let me show you how I do this right here. Now, the Ruger holds 16. I got a fully loaded clip. I put 16 in the clip. I put it in. I cocked that. One in the head. I take the clip out. I put another one in the clip. I put it back. I got a fully loaded clip.
Well, that's my working theory, but, you know, and of course, because the school is very heavily African-American, I did leap to a conclusion.
What was that, John?
Well, that the shooter might have been African-American. Turns out it's a white kid.
Is Gibson wrong?
Gibson's not wrong. Gibson is not wrong. In years past, in the many of these shooting incidents that I've covered, you've always looked to things like video games and Grand Theft Auto and desensitizing kids to shooting people and stuff like that. And all I can say is, hey, times change. We move on. All of a sudden, you know, the gun violence in the culture is coming at the kids from a different direction.
Hey, yo, I'm higher than a pilot, man. I catch a body, man. Beat the case, I lie on a polygram. These OGs talking about back in the days. I have a RIP sign on your MySpace page.
Well, you know, you can't deny it. I mean, there's a gazillion of those things out there, and the kids are listening on their iPods, and the kids listening on their iPods are not all black kids. Some white kids listen too.
This kid was a Marilyn Manson fan.
It's a goth type.
Yes.
So he wasn't picking up the hip hop?
I don't think so, John.
Angry Rich, you know why I knew that this through our afternoon of mystery, wondering about the kid that was the shooter, I knew this was not a classic hip-hop shooting.
How's that, John?
He killed himself. Hip-hoppers do not kill themselves. They walk away. Now, I didn't need to hear the kid was white and with blonde hair. Once he'd shot himself in the head, no hip-hopper.
So it's not a classic hip-hop.
It's not even close. I mean, it's whatever he is. And it's clear to me this gun culture right now, primarily promoted by hip-hop music, is
brand new gun today, and I'm shoot you in the face.
I bought a brand new gun today, I'm going to shoot you in the face.
This culture has even reached the school campus. We're not in the Kip Kinkle era of school shootings anymore. It has changed. Yes, I know the shooter was white. I knew it as soon as he shot himself. Hip-hoppers don't do that. They shoot and move on to shoot again. 888-788-9910. I know there's a few of you who want to call me racist. But when you do, let me remind you, African Americans are dying in major cities because people won't face this problem. Gibson on Fox. Well, you look at cities around the country, and many of them are suffering an enormous murder rate of African Americans by African Americans. And when you wonder why, sometimes it occurs. Could it be the music?
You violate, I regulate, rat-a-tat-tat. Biggest sales that fit in that banana clip jack. Run in a bullseye, form on your back. Hard to miss with a full clip in the mat.
All right, it turns out, though, the kid in Cleveland who did the shooting today, three teachers, three students, white.
Oops.
And I could tell right away because he killed himself. Black shooters don't do that. They shoot and move on. My next guest is Patrice O'Neill.
Listen here. First of all, you sure that other caller was not Charlie Rangel? He sounded just like Charlie Rangel.
I wish it was, but it wasn't.
All right, John. Listen, I'm going to give you the black-white crime litmus test.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. White crime. Mom grounded me. I didn't get my Mercedes, so I'm going to wipe out the whole school. Black crime. You stepped on my shoe. You said something about my mama. I'm going to shoot you.
Or I got a new gun today. I'm going to shoot you in the face.
I got a brand new gun today, and I'm going to shoot you in the face.
See?
You know, because there's just some crimes we don't do, like serial killing, white guy. You know, Rob stole someone's hat.
Oh, I'll tell
guy.
You something. Keith, do fraud. I take it that you're a African-American gentleman? All right. One of the things you also don't do, you being the plural of the community, is you don't shoot somebody and then kill yourself.
That is very true.
White people do that.
That is very true.
So when I heard the kid shot himself, I said, well, you know, ordinarily I would expect it to maybe be a rapper, thug, gangster on campus with his nine. I shine in my nine. You know how I do. But it turns out it's a kid who would shoot himself. Well, story over, not a black kid.
Yeah, but I don't think, you know, blacks ain't killing each other in school like that. They're killing
each other on the street. They generally do not open fire in school. What's going on is in the street. Now, you're in Atlanta. How's your murder rate running there?
It's pretty high. I'm originally from the Bronx, though, but it's pretty high here.
Well, don't you find that shocking, Keith? Seriously, when you look at towns like Atlanta, New Orleans, Jacksonville, Philly, I've been talking about the worst cases, and you see these. I mean, Philadelphia's got a raw number of murders that's almost exactly the same as New York, and Philadelphia is a third the size or a fifth the size?
No, listen, I agree with you, and I just want to tell you that it's quite easy, you know, for someone step up and, you know, to be like a Jesse Jackson or a Al Sharpton, because it's easy to point out, you know, probably the 20% of our problem, which is the white man. But the 80%, which is each other in our own situation, is that's a much harder fight. So,
well, let me just ask you something, Keith. Mm-hmm. Am I part of your 20% white man problem?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Oh, man, you had to go racist on me? I thought that was Pablo's gig today. All right, Keith, thanks a lot. Okay, I thought the kid was a black kid. I'll admit it, till I heard he shot himself. Does that make me a racist?